It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. My name is Spencer, and I am talking to you through an electronic device and a microphone and a camera and all those fun things. Let's just do it. Hey, everybody. We're now talking about the words in this episode. The first word is exporter, or exporter. Hey, exporter. This is a noun from 1623, one that exports. You knew that was coming. But specifically, a wholesaler who sells to merchants or industrial consumers in foreign countries. The one who is selling the exports to the other places. That's it. Okay, let's go on to this big word. The sound effect will be... The next word is expose. Ooh, expose. This is a verb from the 15th century. Is it just transitive? I think it might be just transitive. So, 1A... is to deprive of shelter, protection, or care, and also subject to risk from a harmful action or condition, as in, expose troops needlessly. That is not what any high-up person in the army should be doing, exposing troops needlessly. There is no need to expose them to the enemy. So keep them safe. What was that we read? Subject to risk from a harmful action or condition. Depriving of shelter. Oh, sorry, you can't stay here. I'm going to push you out into the elements. I'm going to expose you to the outside world, even though you should be protected. Okay, there's another example. Has not yet been exposed to measles. Has not yet been exposed to measles. If you were exposed to measles, you might get measles. Hey, guess what? Because people aren't vaccinating their kids, which is a really easy, safe thing to do, the measles are coming back, I've heard. And that shouldn't be happening. We should be eradicating these things. 1B. To submit... to make accessible to a particular action or influence, as in, expose children to good books. I would expand on that or change that to say any book. I mean, you know, if something's badly written, maybe not a lot of that, but good is very subjective, and some people want to ban books. And I think those are the first ones kids should probably be exposed to because they are saying something. They clearly are, they're clearly emitting, they're clearly getting an emotional response from certain people. So maybe those are interesting things to think about and talk about. Why might these things be exuding emotions from people? And also good books. You know, those are good books. The banned books are good books, in my view, and I think in a lot of people's view. They're well written, well structured, have interesting characters and stories and plot lines. And then lots of other books that aren't banned too. But we have more to 1B, especially to subject to radiant energy. And the example of what you are exposing to radiant energy is a sensitive photographic film, plate, or paper. The movie that we just watched last night, which I will tell you about at the end of this episode, there was somebody who was doing some of this photographic exposing, not in a dark room. It was out in the world. There was she had a portable photographic developing situation, which was very, I don't know if that exists. It probably does, but this takes place in the near future, kind of a fake near future. Although, how fake is it? I don't know. So maybe they invented it, but I bet you it exists. 1C, to abandon, especially by leaving in the open, and the thing or the person that you might be abandoning in the open, the example is an infant. People expose, they're like, I don't want to take care of this baby. I don't live in a place where I could have aborted the baby because I didn't want it in the first place. So now I can't take care of it, so I need to expose it out in the open, maybe, hopefully, at an orphanage or a fire station or a police station so they can give it to the proper people. We're starting off great. 2A for expose is to make known and also bring to light as something shameful. We are bringing your shameful past to light. We are exposing it to the rest of the world. And oh my God, my mustache hairs keep on poking me in the nose. And it's really itchy and irritating. And I really, 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 really need to shave and cut my hair. I'll have somebody else cut my hair. Don't worry. To make known, bring to light. Pulling the skeletons out of the closet. Everybody's shameful about something. It's the shame wizard. That's from Big Mouth. 2B, to disclose the faults or crimes of. Example is expose a murderer. A murderer has done lots of crimes, lots of faults, and we are letting people know that this person is a murderer. I don't have anything to nothing funny to say about that. I don't have lots of funny things to say about a lot of things. It's all very subjective, what's funny and what's not. 3, to cause to be visible or open to view. The synonym is display. As 3A, to offer publicly for sale. You are exposing your art for sale, your car for sale. Expose it because we want to sell it. We want to get rid of it. It's visible. It's just open to view. 3B, to exhibit for public veneration. Whoa, that isn't veneration like make fun of this thing, talk about how bad it is, venerate it. So you're exposing it so that can be done publicly. 3C, to reveal the face of or the cards of. To reveal the face of or the cards of. So examples are, you're talking about a playing card. To reveal the face of a playing card. So like maybe when you're playing poker, there's, what is that? There's the river and it's like five card draw with the stuff. And then no, that's not right. Well, yeah, sometimes they expose the top card. So they flip it over into where the middle cards are. But then also at some point you got to expose your cards. Well, you don't gotta. If you're folding, you don't gotta. But if you want to win, you're like, hey, these are my cards. I'm going to expose them so you can see the face of my cards. I got two really good cards. One's got a face. It's a joker. It's a jack. And the other one's got a two. And try and beat that. But the other part of this was a player's hand. To reveal the face of a playing card or the cards of a player's hand. If it's all the cards, it's your whole hand. You're exposing your hand. 3D. To engage in indecent exposure of, and whose indecent exposure is who is being indecently exposed? It says oneself. You are doing this to yourself. You are exposing yourself, and this is against the law. You should not be doing any indecent exposures of yourself or anybody else for that matter without their consent. And when it's yourself, when you're exposing yourself, it also should be to people who have consented to see yourself exposed. Nobody wants to see that unless they've asked for it. This is photos. Don't send no photos. Also in person. Don't go walking down the street exposing yourself. Old movies and cartoons would lead us to believe that there were always men in trench coats exposing themselves. I have never once seen, well, granted, maybe I'm not the subject that they want to be exposing themselves to, but I have never seen this happen. Oh, that was a weird word. Lots of definitions. That's what you get when you talk about expose. A synonym is the word show. That's what it is, just showing. Exposer is a noun. It's a very strange villain, just exposing themselves. That's what they do. This word is from the Latin exponere, which means to set forth or explain. From ex plus ponere, which means to put or place. To put or place, so you're putting it, you're placing it, but then you put the X in front and you're putting it forth out into the world and explaining it. It also, there's more with the word position. Yes, you put it in a position and then you're showing that position to everybody. Expose. Okay, we got another word. It's expose. And you can spell it with an accent on the E, the last E. Boop. Down on the left, up on the right. Is that the acute? The cute bunny, Helen taught me this. The cute bunny ran up the hill and back down again to its grave. Yes, acute. Acute is going up the hill. Okay, got it. Ooh, see, Helen, it worked. It worked. You can also spell it without the accent. Expose. Noun from 1803. Number one, a formal statement of facts. That's it. We're just writing down the facts. We're writing them in a formal file, and it's an expose. Two, an exposure of something discreditable, as in a newspaper expose of government corruption. Discreditable. So does that mean that it can be correct? You can prove it or you cannot prove it. It's discreditable. Why can't I think of what that means? But yes, the journalists, the newspaper people, anybody like that, they will write to exposés to be like, look at this bad thing that's happening. We are exposing it to the world. And for some reason, we call it exposé. It's French, exposé, that's it, which is probably from the Latin stuff that we read in the previous word. Exposé. Exposé, it's a fancy word to say. It sounds super fancy. I already said fancy. Expose. Okay. The next word is exposed. Adjective from circa 1623. The same year? Oh, no, that was exporter. Okay, number one for exposed. Open to view. That's it. If I had a button shirt, I could unbutton it and expose my hairy chest. My hairy chest would be exposed. It would be an exposed hairy chest. Ooh, look at those hairs. Number two is not shielded or protected. Also, not insulated. As in, an exposed electric wire. If you have any exposed electric wires, you should probably put some electrician's tape on it so nobody goes touching them and getting themselves shocked. That's what you do in the meantime until you can get it fixed. Why do you have exposed wires? Are you waiting for the new fan to be delivered? Then yes, you definitely want to tape up those wires. What else would be not insulated, exposed? I don't know, a hole in the attic? I feel like I got a hole in the attic up here. A synonym is the word liable. Liable. L-I-A-B-L-E. The next word is exposit. E-X-P-O-S-I-T. Transitive verb from 1882. The synonym is expound. Which that'll be a little bit later. Expound puppies. Do you remember pound puppies? Expound puppies. These are puppies that are just talking about lots of stuff. They're just expounding on everything. They're expositing. The next word is exposition. Noun from the 14th century. Number one, a setting forth of the meaning or purpose of what? of a writing, like you are writing down things. You are setting forth the meaning or the purpose of this writing. It's an exposition. 2A, discourse or an example of it, designed to convey information or explain what is difficult to understand. A discourse, let's just take out that second part, a discourse to convey information or explain what is difficult to understand. Yep, that's all it is. You're just writing, you're doing something to talk about things that are hard to understand. So you're doing an exposition to make them more easily understandable. 2B1. The first part of a musical composition in sonata form, in which the thematic material of the movement is presented. It's at the beginning, the exposition. We might see a definition that's related to movies and TV shows too, but it's basically like, here's the beginning part. We are exposing you to the information that you will learn about as this musical piece goes on, as this film goes on. It's describing the story, the themes, what did it say? The thematic material of the movement is presented. We're telling you about the musical themes right here at the beginning, maybe in the overture of a play, of a musical, an opera, whatever. That's the exposition. Okay, well, now we have 2B2. This is the opening section of a fugue, which is also music. And 3, a public exhibition or show. Come to our show. We are having an exposition. We are going to expose all of these things, all of this art, all of this stuff to the world so you can see what it is. And it's open to the public. Expositional is an adjective. Yeah, it is interesting that there wasn't anything... I guess also number one, I'm thinking about films, you know, the exposition of a film. Sometimes, though, it doesn't happen at the beginning. You get exposition, which is the information that you need to understand the story. You get it maybe late in the movie. Sometimes there's a whole big exposition dump by the villain for 10 minutes. They're just monologuing, and that's when you get a whole bunch of exposition. You get, yeah, all of that information that ties the whole thing together. But also sometimes it's at the beginning. Usually, you know, the first act of a film is the exposition. Sets you up, gets you to learn all the stuff, and then the story can proceed. The next word is expositive. Adjective from the 15th century. The synonyms are descriptive and expository, which of course is coming up. Descriptive and expository. Blah, 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 blah. Next is expositor with an O-R. Noun from the 14th century. A person who explains. That's it. The synonym is commentator. I am an expositor because I am explaining all of the English words to you. I am commenting on them. If I ever do a commentary on a film, I would also be an expositor because I am explaining. Yes. Let's see. Anything interesting in the etymology? Nope, don't think so. So we're going to do expository. Adjective from 1628 of relating to or containing exposition, and the synonym is expository writing. So this is just any writing that has an exposition, that is explaining the story to you, the reader. Blah, 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 blah. Next is ex post facto. 3 words, count them, 1, 2, 3, ex post facto. This is the first form, adverb from 1621. It means after the fact. After the fact, the synonym is retroactively. So once something is done, now we're like, oh, wait a minute. We got to think about that. We got to talk about that. Do we got to change what happened? We are retroactively, you got to retroactively pay us more money for rent or something after the fact. This probably is used in legal situations, I would assume. That's where often where these Latin terms are used. This literally means from a thing done afterward. From a thing done afterward. And of course, that's not how English likes to order our words. Words ordered bad English in that way. So after the fact, that's what we like to know. Well, what's this other one say? Am I underwater talking? Ex post facto, second form, adjective from 1787. It means done, made, or formulated after the fact. And the synonym is retroactive. Retro, isn't there a song that's like a radioactive? I think they should change it to retroactive. As in the example, we have two of them. Ex post facto approval. That is approval that has come after the thing was done. Like, well, okay, fine, you did it. I approve of it. Ex post factorily. Also as in ex post facto laws. So would these be laws made after what? I'm trying to think of what would be the exact usage of that. Ex post facto laws are laws that are made, done, made, or formulated after the fact. After what fact, though? After the crimes have been committed, and then you make laws afterwards? So the people who were affected by the crimes before the laws were made, they're screwed? I don't know. Okay, we gotta move on now to expostulate. Expostulate. It's with an A-T-E, eight, at the end. Verb from 1573. The first is transitive, which is obsolete, and it means the synonyms are discuss and examine. Discuss amongst yourselves, examine, postulate. Intransitive is to reason earnestly with a person for purposes of discussion or remonstrance, that's a fun word. I don't know that word. To reason earnestly with a person for purposes of discussion or remonstrance. You're just talking to somebody very honestly, probably, hopefully, very calmly. I misread one of these words. Dissuasion, not discussion. Purposes of dissuasion or remonstrance. So you're trying to, maybe like when you're talking to somebody who's at the top of a building, you're trying to dissuade them from jumping off the building. You would be expostulating, I guess? To reason earnestly. Yeah, that would make sense, I think. The etymology says, this is from the Latin verb expostulare, which means to demand or dispute. I need you to do this thing right now. I demand it. Or I disagree with what you said. I am disputing what you said. That is from ex plus postulare, which means to ask for. Please, sir, may I have some more chili? It was very spicy and I liked it. There is more at the word postulate. Yep, asking for stuff. Okay, last word. Expostulation. Expostulation. I think I spelled that right. Noun from 1540. This is an act or an instance of expostulating. And expostulatory. That is an adjective. A very fun word to roll off the tongue. Go ahead, say it with me now. 3, 2, 1, expostulatory. Okay, now I'm going to expose to you the word of the episode. I will not be exposing anything else because, as I said, that is not an appropriate thing to do. But words of the episode, those can be exposed. They should be exposed. Write an expose on the word of the episode. Today we had exporter, expose, expose, exposed, exposit, exposition, expositive. Did I read that one? Yes, I did. Expositor, expository, ex post facto, expostulate, and expostulation. I'm kind of thinking about exposition because, you know, in some sort of story piece of art, a piece of art that has a story, you probably need some exposition. No, if you want to go a little bit more experimental or abstract with it, yeah, you don't have to expose the story. You don't have to do an exposition. You do whatever you want. It's art. Have fun with it. Get creative. Do it. But most stories need some exposition. So let's pick that as the word of the episode. I'm writing a story. It's got some exposition. What position are the characters in? I'm gonna tell you in the exposition. Okay, fine. That was fine. Now it is movie time officially. And we watched Civil War last night. Took us a while. Did I tell you I'm recording this on May 3rd, 7:27 a.m. right now? Yeah, it took us a while to get to it. We've been busy. It is definitely a future that I could see. And I don't want to say that, but I do see things kind of going that way. In fact, just this morning, you know, I was listening to podcasts and they were talking about the protests in the colleges about this whole Israel-Palestine war. And I can see a connection. I hope this isn't pessimistic of me. I feel like it's more realistic than anything. I can see a connection from that to America and maybe other places turning into a really, really big deal and possibly eventually having a civil war in America. And that is not a future that I want to see. And so that is why I just want to, you know, keep on getting people together, getting people to realize that they're not so different, that they should come together. There's no reason to argue. You know, you can disagree, but you can do it in a respectful way, to respect your fellow people, your fellow living beings. And anyway, getting off track. I mean, yes, it's important stuff to talk about, but I'm getting off track. What I do want to say about this movie, though, other than the fact that I think it might be our future, unfortunately, is that it is beautifully done. I think I'm calling it beautifully horrific. There are moments of beauty that I was not expecting. And I've said too much. I was expecting a good movie, but it was more interesting, more engaging, more beautiful, more interesting than I was even expecting. Because I like to go in with low expectations. And I didn't have low expectations, but I had good expectations and they were exceeded. So I think you should go watch Civil War. Very interesting movie. Worth a watch, and I had lots and lots of thoughts. Okay, that's it. That's the end of the episode. No more words to expose here today. Maybe there will be more later. This has been Spencer dispensing and exposing and expositioning and being expository. I'm done. Thank you for checking out this show. Goodbye.